You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strohman. Today we're speaking to Mary Spencer, VP Consultant at Wasserman Media Group. Mary, let's start off with the background of your journey. Now, I've been blessed to have heard of you in the past due to various sport-related things and, of course, now working together with a new startup organization coming to the Triangle. But how about if you tell us where it all began, where you grew up, and if you ever saw yourself working in the sport industry?
Well, first, thanks for having me, and I'm happy to chat about my background. So, I started... born and raised in the Midwest, so I'm a Midwestern girl from the St. Louis area. So I grew up in a place where playing sports, whether you were a boy or a girl, was perfectly cool. And so I really appreciated the fact that as a young girl, a young woman, I played sports starting in grade school all the way up through a couple of years in college. So that was very much a part of my life. And grew up in a family where we all loved sports, and of course, growing up in the St. Louis area, we had at the time our baseball Cardinals, our football Cardinals, and as well our St. Louis Blues hockey team. So we were able to follow sports professionally and play them through school. So I think I just naturally grew up with a love for sport, and as a result of that, I don't think I ever thought about ever having a career in sports when I was growing up, because I think the whole notion of sports marketing wasn't really a notion at that point. It wasn't really a career path at all. It was only once I graduated college and had worked a few years and started reading more and more about this thing called sports marketing that I realized I was able to marry my personal passion and love with what I did every day and could get paid for it. So that's how I got my start.
Did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career when you were young?
Oh, I had a great, I don't know if there's anybody individually in school. I overall, I had a really great educational path. I went to great grade school and high school and had a really wonderful set of teachers. There wasn't anybody who stood out in my mind that influenced. They were all wonderful. And then when I got to college and pursued a marketing degree, I remember, you know, a couple of the professors in the marketing department who I enjoyed. But honestly, it wasn't until I got out of school and I started working that I started having somebody that I could really look up to. I would say there is one person who she was actually my basketball and softball coach in high school, and she was also my English teacher. And that person is a woman by the name of Marita Malone. And Marita was a great influence both from an athletic point of view, but more so as well from an academic point of view. She was just an unbelievable professor. And she has since gone on to do some phenomenal things with her life, including being an FBI agent. And
wow.
Has all kinds of incredible stories. So we still to this day, what is that now, 50 years later, still when I go home and visit family and friends, we'll still continue to touch base and spend some time together just talking and catching up. So that definitely was one person who had an influence in my life at that age. But then most of my mentors, I feel, were part of my professional career life.
So before we move to your professional career,
yeah.
Tell us what type of athlete you were. Were you more in your face, leading and demonstrating by action, or were you more behind the scenes, encouraging? And not that they're, you know, that
mm-hmm.
they're isolated,
one or the other.
But
yeah.
Tell us what type of athlete you were.
Let's see. I have to say, and I'm not copping out here, I hope, but I probably was a blend of the two. I was typically named like captain or co-captain of the teams that I played on. So
yes.
I clearly had some sort of leadership capabilities, if you will, or, you know, the other girls I played with and women I played with, I guess the coaching staff felt that they would follow me and take my lead on certain things. So I always appreciated that. So I clearly had some leadership capabilities then, but I was never the intimidating in your face personality. And Deb, I know you and I know each other for a few years now, and you probably could say the same thing just in terms of my style. I mean, things can rile me up, but in terms of my athletic, my playing days, I was probably more the quiet leader, if you will, and teaching by example versus vocal and the yelling. That just was never my style. So,
How about if you tell us a little bit more about Wasserman and what your role is with the company? I've been very blessed to have a relationship with your organization, whether it's through having students come over and work as interns, giving you referrals for jobs, and certainly having your entire organization in the Raleigh location be a part of the curriculum and guest speakers at Kenan Flagler and at the university. Tell us more.
Wow. So, yeah, my career path, I mean, at Wasserman, we have been a part of Wasserman since 2007. So when I moved to Raleigh, North Carolina with my husband and children now 12 years ago, I actually came to work for a company called OnSport, and it was a small boutique sports marketing consulting firm, and we were acquired by Wasserman in 2007. So since then, I'll kind of do that part of my career. But Wasserman is a global sports and entertainment marketing consulting firm. We have offices throughout the United States, as well as over in London, Dubai, Singapore, as well as other satellites, and Toronto, Canada. So it's a growing company. I think when we started, or when we were acquired back in 2007, the gentleman who owns the company, Casey Wasserman, definitely had a vision for where he wanted his agency to go. And it was very much about growth, broadening our services. And so I've been really blessed to be a part of this company because I have seen such growth and expansion in terms of the type of work and services that we provide. But at the end of the day, we have three main divisions, and I'm part of the marketing group, which is where we counsel and provide strategic and activation support and expertise for a large variety of clients and brands and companies who seek out our services and we work for. And then we also have a very significant talent division, which is where our agents have athletes across basketball, football, baseball, I mean, any sport you can imagine, we have talent that we represent. But our big areas of representation are the kind of the core sports, if you will, NBA, Major League Baseball, global football or soccer is a big part of our business, as well as Olympic and action sport athletes as well, and golf too. So we have a very large representation business as well. But I sit in the marketing group, and that's probably one of the groups that's been growing fairly significantly over the last 10 years, just in terms of adding additional clients as well as growing the business that we do for the current clients we serve.
Well, that sounds like definitely an action-packed firm, probably not a dull day. And
no.
I know you do your job very, very well. So tell us a bit about what you enjoy most about your job today or as a leader at Wasserman. What do you enjoy most?
Well, I think the thing that, I just wanted to share is, as Deb, I've been working now for a fair bit. And so I've had a career that has evolved and changed, which I think is an important point to make, especially when we're talking with some of the younger folks coming in, whether it's coming into their academic phase of their life or they've now graduated and they're moving into the career that they want to pursue. And I think we all can remember when we were starting out in our 20s thinking we knew exactly, what we wanted to do, the kind of job we wanted to have. But life brings all types of interesting opportunities and challenges.
You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Mary Spencer. Mary, you were talking about your role at Wasserman and how it's evolved. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure, absolutely. So as I was explaining, I think we all may start out in one spot or one place in our career and think that that might be kind of the path that we will take and will continue to take until we stop working, retire, whatever it might be. But I was really, really blessed to work at an organization that has a very sincere and serious interest in the development of people. I think a lot of companies will very easily state that people are our greatest asset. That's not commonly heard at almost any company you go to.
Yes.
But I really truly believe that here at Wasserman, that's not just something that we say, but we really do believe in it. And I think it's a a reason we have a very low amount of attrition and departures from our company. People stay here because they believe that they have a career, that they have an opportunity to move up and move into different areas, and that they are being developed. And so I now sit in a role that is all about people development. And my job is to oversee the training and development offerings and programs that we provide all of our employees in the marketing division. Yeah, I also oversee and work heavily with our HR group, especially on recruiting, whether it's recruiting and hiring full-time positions that we have open in our marketing group, or our internship program, which has become over the last 3 or 4 years a very robust and competitive internship program that we now have people proactively seeking, you know, to get a spot in our internship program, whereas maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we would have to go out and proactively look for people to, you know, come to Washington and work here for our internship program. So that's a big part of what I think about and do every day. And then just kind of the ongoing onboarding and acculturalization of people as they do join Washington, and making sure that we continue to preach, if you will, and believe in kind of the Washington way, as we call it, and how we do what we do on a day in and day out basis is based on the values that we bring to bear, not only to our external clients, but how we treat and work with each other internally as well.
Wow, great recap on that. And I know whatever position you go into, you'll be very, very effective. But I think on the people side, we can certainly maximize your skill set. And I know it helps me a lot with my students, because I know there is there's a standard to be met at Wasserman in working with you. So they have to bring it. They have to bring their A game, so to speak.
They do.
So working in this industry can be very competitive. What drives you? What gets you up every day to keep plugging away and trying to make a difference?
Oh, let's see. I would say that a big part of what drives me on a day-in, day-out basis is the reason that I came to this company in the first place, and that is nobody wants to go to a job and be bored to death, and this place is the antithesis of that. On a day-in, day-out basis, we have to be good at what we do, we have to stay on top of what's happening, not only within our industry, but economically, financially, politically, et cetera. We have to be on top of, what might be impacting our clients' business on a day-in, day-out basis. So I think the reason that I get excited coming in every day is I know I'm going to be challenged. I know I'm going to have to continue to keep asking questions, to keep reading, to keep learning what's going on. And I think that I'll be very honest with you. When I left the New York area, I was working 12 years ago when we were working and living up in the New York area. I was working at the NBA, and I had just finished a 12-year career there. And prior to that, I had worked for like 16 years at AT&T. So I had a fairly, you know, pretty big career path and had worked for many years. So I came down here when I took the job in Raleigh to work at OnSport. I kind of maybe came in a little cocky thinking, I've got this under my belt. I know I'm going to walk in here and I can just take all this wonderful stuff that I've learned over the last 20 some odd years and just apply it to the work I'm going to now be doing. And that's true, obviously. That's the reason I was hired. But it became very evident very quickly to me that the only way I was going to continue to be successful in my career was not just to sit back on my laurels, but I had to continue to be aggressive in understanding what's going on in the marketplace and be ahead of the curve. And that's what our clients expect us to do for them. And that's the only way you really succeed here at Wasserman. So we're constantly looking, you know, people are going to work here. We need to have people who really, truly do lean in, who are inquisitive, who want to know what's going on, and in turn internalize that, understand what it is, and then they can serve their clients that much better because of the knowledge that they've taken in. So that's the biggest thing I think that buzzes me beyond the fact that I get to work with some really great, cool, smart people. So.
And that's a great transition, because we're in the process of bringing those great, smart women in the sport industry together. Tell us more about WISE, Women in Sports and Events. I know we're both excited about its potential here in the Triangle region.
Oh, absolutely. So Women in Sports and Events is an organization that was created 25, maybe 30 years ago now. It's definitely been around for a long time, up in New York City. And it was simply created at that time, if you think back 25 years ago, in our industry. It was kind of an emerging industry, and one, because it was primarily based in the business of sports and events, was dominated by men. But there were at that time still a significant number of women who were pursuing careers in the industry. But it was a tough place to be because you were predominantly surrounded by men, and many times the people you worked for were men. And I remember as a young woman kind of getting my start in the industry, when I heard about WISE, I thought, oh my God, this is exactly what you need, because you want to have people around you who kind of understand what you're going through, can network, can educate, can mentor, can provide guidance, and if nothing else, you can just share your stories with each other. But that was the kind of the genesis of starting WISE, was just a gathering place for women who work in this industry to be able to spend time together, to learn from each other, to mentor each other, and to help each other in their careers. 25 years later, we now are starting a chapter in the greater Raleigh area next week on June 14th, Wednesday, and we are so excited to be offering this same chapter, and the mission of this chapter is to very much empower and, you know, lead, you know, bring the leaders of this industry who work in the greater Raleigh area together. And one of the things I think that we've been unbelievably surprised with, or at least I have, is we knew that there were women who worked in this business in the greater Raleigh area, which is the reason we said, of course, we should start a chapter here. But I think I've been unbelievably surprised how many women are out there in pockets and places and companies or even in academia that I wasn't aware of. So people are kind of coming out of the woodwork, hearing about what we're going to offer and hopefully signing up and becoming members of this new chapter next week. So we're very excited about it.
Yes, we are. Great promo for us. If you're interested, again, women working in the sport industry in the Triangle, Greater Raleigh region, please reach out to us. You can learn more about WISE by visiting the national website at wiseworks.org, wiseworks.org. And then locally, you can contact us, WISE Raleigh. But we'll take a break right now. We'll be back with Mary Spencer, Vice President in the Marketing Division of Wasserman Media. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Mary Spencer, Vice President at Wasserman Media Group. Mary, are there any sport executive leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
Yeah, quite a few, actually. I will say on the women's side of the agenda, because it's very important, I would say one of my biggest mentors was Val Ackerman, who, Deb, I know you know her very, very well. But I was really, really blessed to work for Val when I started working back at the headquarters office for the NBA, and I was focusing my attention and time on the WNBA at that point. So I was able to work with Val for, gosh, at least 3-4 years before she decided to step down and pursue other opportunities in her unbelievable career path. So Val for sure, and then kind of sticking with the NBA family, I have to say David Stern. Yes. Was absolutely one of my strongest mentors and somebody that I admired. And he was the reason I initially came to the NBA. He was the one who encouraged me to consider an opportunity. And it's somewhat hard to say no to David Stern. So, but as it turned out, I mean, when people say, well, how did you get the job at the NBA? I said, well, listen, it was like my dream job. I to go work, and it's a sport that I love, and I played, and to be able to go actually work under the leadership of David Stern was just an unbelievable opportunity. So those two individuals for sure have been very big mentors of mine. And then I would say more recently, Gary Stevenson, who was the owner of On Sport and the person who got me down to Raleigh, North Carolina, was and continues to be a person that I look up to and will reach out to from time to time if I'm giving any thought to, you know, any type of decision that, you know, I'm thinking about making, or even a business-related matter. He's just a smart, smart individual. So,
and Mary, if you weren't developing people and promoting company services, whose job outside of sports would you love to have? No sports, what would you do?
Well, I don't know if I have a specific job, but I do know, at this point in my life and in my career, I have always said if I ever left Wasserman to do anything else, it would have to be in the world of philanthropy of some sort.
Yes.
I just feel like at this stage in my life, I would love to work for an organization that's all about giving back to a specific issue or need and helping them, whether it's in, you know, leading an organization strategically to their next level, or helping in developing, you know, going out and actually getting support, you know, financial support for an organization like that. Those types of things are really appealing to me. But I don't have a specific organization in mind, but I keep my ears and eyes open if there's anything like that that it would ever come up. So,
well, that certainly matches your heart. And when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair watching your favorite team play, if you reflect back on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
I think most of all, I want people to think of me as somebody who was a team player, that regardless of level or responsibility, that I was always a person that people could come to for support, to ask for advice and counsel, was there to help if they needed help on any particular project or anything. So I think that whole notion of just being the consummate team player is something that I would, you know, hope to be appreciated for.
Thanks again for spending time today, Mary Spencer, Vice President, Wasserman Media.